So, I was thinking about doing some audios, of just me talking about some of my favorite kinks, what I like about them, and maybe some fantasies. I saw this one request on GWA, and I kind of just jumped on it. It was definitely not something I was planning on talking about because it's so taboo. But I don't know, I just really wanted to fulfill this request. Because literally the other day I was thinking about this. So, horses. I mean, there are girls. Like elementary school girls or high school girls that are really into horses. And I was never a horse girl. I thought horses were beautiful, yeah, but I was also kind of scared and intimidated by them because they're just so big and powerful. And I think they're very unpredictable. But, I've gone horseback riding maybe, oh, I don't know how many times, maybe 6 times in my life, 7, I don't know. I mean, there are girls that used to, watch, not watch, read books about like horses and horse girls. And my cat will not stop meowing at me. Honestly, I love cats, but not in that way. So yeah, horses. They are big and strong, and they're beautiful, and they're so intelligent and wise and caring. Like, I'm sure they really develop a strong bond with their owners. But what I want to talk about is horse cock. If you've never seen a horse cock, they are really something else. They're super long, usually, like obscenely long, which makes sense because horses are pretty big. And they have like a flared head, especially after they orgasm and pull out of like a mare. And they come quite a bit. So, I mean, like any other person, I would think about these things. Started when I was really young, maybe, I don't know, like 13. I think my first experience thinking about horse cock, I found this erotic short story on the internet, and it was about a male stallion horse and a dragon. I know, it's weird. But I read that, and this was before I like knew about masturbation or being turned on or anything. And I think at one point the dragon was like sucking on the horse's cock. And I don't know, it just got me so turned on. I didn't know what was happening because I was young and stupid. So I was just sitting there in my computer chair. My pussy was just throbbing. Like my heartbeat was in my pussy. And it was so hot. But I just thought I had to pee. Like, I enjoyed what I was reading. I was like, oh my gosh, this is wrong. but I was still super turned on. And unfortunately, I had blue balls because I didn't know about female masturbation or, I mean, orgasms, I don't know. So, you know, I read that. When I was younger, I also role played animals. Usually animals mating, which is different. Again, I didn't really get off to it. It was just like, I really enjoyed doing it. I mean, it was sexy and it was fun. It was less awkward to me than like role playing as humans, because I didn't know a lot about human sex. Yeah, so I would role play like a stallion mating with a mare, or a mare on the receiving end. And I guess I never really thought about horse cock like explicitly until I was a bit older. It's only been really recent, honestly. Like, usually I'm into other stuff more, but sometimes my mind just gets away from me. And I think about really dirty things. So, yeah, I went to SeaWorld once, and you know, they have the beer garden, Budweiser, and they have some Clydesdale horses there. I saw this one giant Clydesdale. They're huge, by the way. And he suddenly dropped his cock and started peeing. And his cock was so long. Like, sometimes horses just drop their cock a little bit to pee. But this guy, he like went all out. It was like swaying slightly and just a jet of piss just streaming out of his cock and puddling onto the ground. And he peed for so long. So, yesterday, I was thinking, like, I'm really into water sports, so, it's like, if I laid down under a stallion and just on my back, looking up at him and see his cock slowly drop out of his sheath, and I can't think. I'm touching myself. Okay, so drops out. And he just unleashes this hot stream of piss all over my body. And it just keeps going and going. And it doesn't fucking stop. I'm just like covered in piss. It's just slightly swaying a little as he lets it all go. I open my mouth to let some of it pool in my mouth and taste it. After he's done, I'll get on my knees, and before he can retract his cock, I'll just gently touch the head. And horse cocks are really sensitive, I've learned from research today, earlier today. So, just, you know, gently trace my finger down his shaft. Feel the soft horse flesh on my fingertips. Softly cup his head in my hand and just bring my lips to his flared glands, gently place a kiss there, and keep dotting his cock with kisses, gentle kisses at first, just going up to his sheath. Maybe my other hand could fondle his sheath a bit. I'd imagine how much he would start to like it. Maybe he'd nicker a little, do a little, I don't know. I don't know words anymore, but I could take the tip of my tongue and tease his urethra. Maybe lick the head of his cock. Oh, that would be nice. I wonder how he would taste. Honestly, first I would probably want it cleaned off first, you know, good hygiene. I could hose him down, you know, make sure he's all nice and clean from dirt and everything. And then stroke his wet cock as he slowly gets longer and longer and more retreats from his sheath. Just exposing more and more cock. I'll just keep kissing up his shaft. Sucking on his soft skin. Sucking it into my mouth gently though. While he nickers and snorts a little, and I can tell he's really enjoying it because he's almost at full length. He's just so long. Oh my god, I want it inside of me. But I know, I know that's not very ideal. So I just have to be content with this. Pleasuring him with my mouth and my hands. Just sucking on the head of his cock, seeing if I could fit it into my mouth. I've never sucked cock before, but it would be so much bigger than human cock. I've tried, like, sucking off my dildos, but they're just, you know, it's silicone, or it's not very exciting. I want a real cock to suck off. But I think I'd enjoy sucking off a horse first. His wider pink head. I'm getting so wet just thinking about it. I'm really into inflation too, and just coming buckets. Like, I just want to be filled with cum. If he could fuck me. Oh my god, do you know how deep his cock would go? I've seen videos of people getting fucked by horse dildos from, like, Bad Dragon. Their stomach bulges. Oh my god. And he'd come deep inside me, just a jet of cum. My stomach would get a bit bigger. I'd just be so full of his hot horse cum. I didn't expect deter me on that much. Oh my god. So yeah. That's some stuff I fantasize about. Oh, also, so male horses, they'll kind of sniff at a mare, her vulva, and maybe lick it or nip at her haunches, her withers, or I don't remember any horse terms. I used to know them. But sometimes the mare will pee first. She might crouch down and pee. And just, if I was on my hands and knees, kind of crouch down. Just pee for him in front of him. And he gets excited by the smell of my piss. And then he could. Can lick my ass and pussy clean. Oh my god. My god, would feel really good. And then he can mount me. It's not physically possible, I know. That's why this is just a fantasy, right? But, if you could just stretch me impossibly wide, just the lips of my pussy just stretched around his cock as it grows thicker. He steps forward and drives himself deeper. At least that's possible. Wanna touch him and just kiss his cock, suck on it, make him so happy. And he'll make me so happy because he's so happy. Dip my tongue into his urethra. Tasting that leftover horse piss. Oh god. I'm so fucking wet. I'm just fingering my pussy while I say this. It's just. Oh my god. I really can't think of anything else right now, so I guess I'll end it here. I might try to come. I think I'm close. Oh. God. Want it to come deep inside me. Pressing all the way. You'd feel his fur against my ass and my back. It's so hot. His cock, so hot. I think I need to stop recording now because I'm done rambling about that. Right now, I'm just, touching myself. And I don't want to make this too long. I know you maybe want to hear me come. I haven't been able to come yet on audio. I might make another recording. So yeah. It feels so good when I circle my clit though. And I'm making so much noise. Like, my pussy is so wet. It's just like, wow. It would be so heavy in my hand and so long. I think I'd like to guide it across my small boobs, just leaking pre-cum. Fuck. Come on, my tits. Sucking the head of his cock. Just sucking him dry. I brought my finger to my mouth to taste myself, but I'm actually wearing a face mask right now, because I noticed it's recording audio is easier with the face mask on, even though I can't fucking breathe. But I guess it's kind of hot too. So yeah. I hope this wasn't too disappointing to the request. Oh my god, it's 21 minutes long. Okay, I'm done with this, guys. I'm already embarrassed because I told you all that I think about a horse cock and getting fucked by a horse. So yeah, I'm gonna mosey on out. Y'all can just forget about this or not. You don't have to forget about it because I won't forget about it. But yeah, horse cock. It's really something else.